Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Jay Bradley and Gene Stoldberg, who, in perfect timing from that last PSA, are here to talk about the Original Artist Grind coming up this weekend, March 14th. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
So this is the grand finale of, yes, of the grind season. It's mm-hmm. This was the 31st season?
Yes, it is.
So mm-hmm. how has the season been for this?
It's been a great season. We've been selling out every show, so I think that's pretty successful.
Heck yeah. Yeah. And this is a pretty fun event in that it's, as the Original Artist Grind, obviously the grind always focuses on and brings together locals and any of the myriad talents they have to share. But this is focusing on the original art side of things, or so, right, of some truly original things, be mm-hmm. it music, sculpture, painting, mm-hmm. Lots of different things. So what kind of talent can we expect to be on display this weekend?
Well, you know, every year is different. This year it's mostly musical, and we have some poetry as well as the art exhibit in the lobby. We will be displaying artists' images on a slideshow in the main auditorium at before the show and at intermission.
Excellent. Yeah, I was going to say, it's typically the grinds happen at the Nakahiti, but mm-hmm. For this finale, we have it at the Performing Arts Center.
Right. I really want to emphasize that so people don't go to the wrong place. They're used to going to the community house, but this one is at the Sitka Performing Arts Center.
You got to go up the hill.
Yep. Yeah, up the hill a little
high
bit.
High school.
Yes. But still the same kind of format going on of, it's still going to be the cheapest price for a ticket mm-hmm. in town,
$5. Only $5.
Bring a dessert to share, all that fun
yes.
stuff.
Uh-huh.
So because this
for the dessert contest.
Yes.
Prizes.
Everyone loves prizes. So for this evening, you said doors are opening at 6. It's kind of a two-part way to enjoy the art for the evening of art in the lobby and art in the auditorium itself.
Right. So the main doors will be open at 6, and people can enjoy the art exhibit, and there will be music played in the lobby by the Over 40 Knot Winds, which is a flute group, local flute group.
Flute.
Flute. Flute.
Though there will be a fruit plate, I've heard, too, so they will have both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. So time to mingle about, see some of the art being displayed. And even the poster for the mm-hmm. grind, it has drawings provided
yes.
by the Sitka Life Drawing class,
yes.
which
uh-huh. that was
the
great.
Sitka Life Drawing Society.
Oh,
it's a whole society.
Me. Yes,
uh-huh. yes, they provided the art for the poster.
Excellent. So when we'll have drawings and live music in the lobby itself. Uh-huh. When we head into the auditorium, how many acts do we have on stage? And you said this is mainly musical numbers that we're having
mm-hmm.
entertain us.
We have 8 acts. With an intermission in the middle. And yeah, like I said, it's mostly musical and some poetry. And we have some familiar faces and some new faces on stage as well.
Excellent. You're saying there's music and then some spoken word happening. I know some fellow cast members of mine for mm-hmm. the community theater play. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, there's some original music that has been composed for our community theater play that folks will get a preview of.
Right. For the play, Much Ado About Nothing.
Yes. yes. So that'll be a fun
That's
thing
great.
To have. And you were saying it's also kind of a bit of a multimedia event within the Performing Arts Center as mm-hmm. well. Does that mean? Is that part of the musical acts themselves, or is this going to be a separate aspect of it?
Yeah, we got some projection, and we usually show slides of people's art at intermission and mm-hmm. at the walk-in. So we feature that for the whole show.
Yeah. Yeah, we take advantage of more technology.
That is available when you work at the Performing Arts Center, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all the bells and whistles involved with that mm-hmm. building. Might as well take advantage mm-hmm. of them all. Yeah, it is a beautiful space to be in. Mm-hmm. And I guess one advantage of having it in the Performing Arts Center is, boy howdy, there are a lot of seats in there. So if mm-hmm. you were one of the folks who might be, maybe didn't get quite in time to Old Harbor Books to grab a ticket for one of the grinds earlier this season when they were sold out, you probably won't have that issue here.
Probably I'd, not. I'd like to think we
though,
would have
wouldn't
that
it
problem?
Be fun? Yeah, yeah. Britt had to bust open the mezzanine and get all those seats filled. But what a way to finish out the season for the 31st season of the monthly grind here in Sitka. For this particular season, you're saying with the original artist grind, when you have requirements for these all have to be original works, do you find that you get with having new people come in, mm-hmm. Are these people are usually like clamoring in of just like, I finally am ready for it? Have these been people you've kind of seen before?
A lot of people for this show, they call like really far in advance.
Really?
Yes, this show fills up fast. I've had people get a hold of me as early as September or October
really? Mm-hmm.
saying, I want to be in the Artist Grind show, please.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty popular that mm-hmm. way. So, and most everybody comes in with their own work for sure.
Yeah, so to have that, to know that the artists have been anticipating this mm-hmm. since for months, like almost since the start of the grind season.
They want to get in before it fills up, I guess.
So that's an exciting thing to think about. This is not necessarily just it's not a slapdash show. This is something that these artists have been obviously working on the pieces themselves, but mm-hmm. This performance they've been looking forward to for months as well.
And we'd have people come from out of town that we feature, like Tom Beggett, mm-hmm. but I think he's running for office right now or something, so he can't.
Yeah, he's not coming this year.
Not coming this year.
Oh, darn. All right. He's got bigger things on his plate right now. Well, I guess we can forgive him this one time. Mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, the grind is pretty darn important. I mean, we have a long and illustrious history, but I guess you can talk to him about it next time he comes.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Right. We'll forgive him this time. You're gracious folk. Thinking of all the gracious folk, this is, again, a reminder for folks like the grind and all the people who help put it on. This is an all-volunteer group that makes mm-hmm. this happen.
Mm-hmm. I've been making it happen for a long time. Yeah.
So how many folks are kind of work behind the scenes to put this all together? And I know, I got to imagine the artist grind is a little more involved with the multimedia aspects of it as well.
No, I would say about 8 to 12. I haven't really counted up. So.
You got the
I have long lists of everything, but yes, I'd say somewhere
around
there.
Do you have the people on the Arts Council too, planning it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Scheduling
it? Greater Sitka Arts Council has been helping us with posters and stuff like that.
A labor of love from a lot of people to make this mm-hmm. this all happen. Wonderful. Well, goodness. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning to share a little bit about the original Artist Grind, the grand finale for the monthly grind 31st season. Mm-hmm. Tickets can be found, per usual, at Old Harbor Books. And at the door. Mm-hmm. This performance will be at the Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
So make sure you head to the right spot.
Mm-hmm. And bring a dessert for the contest.
Yeah, dessert to share, indeed. Head there a little early. It'll be 6 p.m. when the doors open to appreciate those desserts and the art in the lobby. And then 6:30 to head into the auditorium to see the other art being displayed and to have the art of music and spoken word being shared there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Well, thank you again, Jay and Jean, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.